Chapter 4. It was the day of Sarah's birthday party. Sarah went to the lesson room. The party was in the lesson room. Miss Minchin allowed Becky to come to the party. She cannot join in, Miss Minchin said. Becky was very happy. She sat and watched the party. There was lots of food. There was lots to drink. The schoolgirls all came to the party. Happy birthday, Sarah, they said. Dear Sarah, thank you for coming to the school. You are a dear girl. You make me very happy, Miss Minchin said. She didn't tell the truth. She hated Sarah. She gave Sarah her presents. They were from Captain Crewe. Sarah got her last doll. She got a chest full of new clothes. The party was lots of fun. A man came to the school. He was Captain Crewe's solicitor. I need to speak to Miss Minchin, he said. Miss Minchin left the party. She went to talk to the solicitor. What is it? Miss Minchin asked. Captain Crewe is dead. There are no diamonds in the diamond mines. Sarah has no money. She has no mother. She has no father, the solicitor said. What about the party? Miss Minchin asked. There is no money for it. You will have to pay for it, the solicitor said. What about Sarah? Miss Minchin asked. You will take care of her, the solicitor said. Miss Minchin was very angry. She sent for Sarah. Miss Amelia brought Sarah to Miss Minchin. Your father is dead. You have no money. You are now a maid. You will not learn anything. You will sleep in the attic. You will give me all your things. You will follow my orders, Miss Minchin said. Sarah was very calm. She went to the attic. She lay on the floor. Becky came to the attic. She hugged Sarah. The two girls cried. Miss Minchin sold all Sarah's clothes. Miss Minchin sold all Sarah's toys. Sarah had nothing. Mariette was Sarah's maid. Miss Minchin sent her away. Sarah was very sad. She missed Mariette. She missed her papa. Get on with your work, Miss Minchin said. She made Sarah work. Sarah looked after the little girls at the school. She helped them learn. She cleaned the rooms. Sarah did not see her friends. The schoolgirls did not talk to her. She did not tell them stories. Lavinia was very happy because Sarah was a maid. Lavinia was mean to Sarah. I will not complain, Sarah thought. She worked hard. She was a good girl. She missed Ermengarde. She went up to the attic. The light was on. Ermengarde was there. Ermengarde missed Sarah. You are here and I am so happy, Sarah said. I miss you. The school is boring. Lavinia is mean to everyone, Ermengarde said. I am a prisoner. The attic is my prison, Sarah said. Can I come and visit you? I want to listen to your stories, Ermengarde said. Yes, of course, Sarah said. I will come at night. Miss Minchin will be asleep. She will not know, Ermengarde said.